Good luck.
Case number 10,713, Anthony and Donna Savini, south of Road 38, 210 feet east of Road 228A, being Lot 10, a special use exception to operate a daycare facility.
Name and address, please.
Donna Savini, 11343 Biedemann Road, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So you're requesting a special use to operate a daycare center?
I am.
It's going to be a new one?
It is. The home that is adjacent to my property is for sale, and I already have a large family child care in my home, which accommodates 12 children, and I'd like to expand, and one way that I saw was this home has been for sale for a while, at least over a year, and my brain got going, and I thought, that may make a really nice, and we call them ECE centers now, early childhood education centers, but it would just be a small center. It would accommodate 26 to 28 children with 4 to 5 employees. I've spoke to a lot of people, and one of them is DenRec, and so the septic already is sizable for either 26 plus 5 employees or 28 plus 4 employees. And it is adjacent to my property and then the person on the other side. And I spoke with him, and he was in, he had no problem with me having a small center there.
Okay. So now would your hours be the same as what you have in your house?
I'm thinking 7:30 to 5:30, which we are 7:30 to 5 now.
And would that be Monday through Friday?
It would be Monday through Friday.
Okay. And again, for 26 to 28 children.
Okay. How many employees does that require?
Well, it's according to how you roll your numbers and your children. So if you do, it's like if you have infants, it's 4 to 1, and then you have toddlers, it's 6 to 1, and each age group. So I'm going to do multi-ages, so I would at least have to have 3 employees beside myself. And so there's your 4 if you have your, and you could have 28 children. But I'm more leaning to the 26 children and 5 employees, just because I kind of like that extra cushion.
So the most employees would be 7?
Pardon me?
If the most employees with 28 would be 7 employees.
No, you could only have
4 to 1.
You only have 4 employees with 28 for the septic regulation.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about parking for people that are going to be there full-time, like your employees, plus a space for parents who are dropping off and picking up children? So
well, it sits on 1.45 acres. It has a substantial long driveway. We also were thinking about, like, roundabouting the driveway, so, like, you could pull in and go around, and then the employees could park closer to the building, and the parents could do a roundabout. I'm right next door, and I've got a driveway that goes from Biedemann to Jefferson, so we could also connect it there, too, if we wanted to, and everybody could go through.
Ms. Savini, unlike what I explained earlier about a variance, the only burden that you have is to show that your request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Right.
So what would be the effect on neighboring and adjacent properties?
Well, we are the one neighboring. So it's great for me because I can just walk over there and go to work. and then next door, the only thing I could think of would be, there's the 26 children, outside playing, but they have to be fenced in, so they cannot go next door. Most people love to watch children, so I don't see any problem there. And so I went next door to speak to that, to the gentleman next door. And the driveway is on the opposite side, so it's on our side, so he wouldn't have any of the traffic flow of parents coming in and dropping off. And he's like, nope, that's fine. So I didn't see any problem there. Across the street, there's some neighbors. I don't see Jefferson Road is a, it kind of goes through and goes through a lot. So there's cars traveling up and down at any house, so it would not be in an excess of any traffic that I would see.
No.
Thank you.
What type of, is there a single-family dwelling there now?
Yes, it is a single-family home. There are three bedrooms, two bathrooms, garage. When I walk through, you know, I could place my children in the different areas and different rooms. I mean, there's some things I will have to do interior-wise just to meet with OCCL regulations, but nothing on the exterior that would change what it would look like as a residential home. Right. Maybe a little sign that says who we are, but we already have that next door, too.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the applicant has demonstrated that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,713.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,713. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Good luck.